This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Let's bring in Karen Travers at the White House this morning. The president meeting today with newly elected Canadian Prime Minister Carney. What's on the agenda?
I think trade and tariffs are going to be the big topic on the agenda. It's also a get-to-know-you meeting because, of course, Mark Carney was just elected, so he is new to his position. And he's coming in after an election where Donald Trump was a big part of it. Canadians reacted to things that Donald Trump was saying about Canada, some hostility toward Canada, his repeated threats to make Canada the 51st state, and of course, the significant tariffs that had been put in place on Canadian products coming into the United States. That all helped propel Carney's party to victory in their federal elections. His party had been down until President Trump started talking about all of those things and putting things like that into motion. So it's a get-to-know-you meeting. It's a try to reset the relationship between the U.S. and Canada and a chance to try to see if they can make progress on trade and tariffs.
You mentioned resetting the relationship. Is this a big thing to watch for coming out of the meeting? Will it change the tone between the two countries? Because Carney, for all the reasons you mentioned, in the election time leading up to when people went to the polls, very tough on Trump, much a nationalistic Canadian campaign that they ran. And now, after the election, we see, what is this relationship really going to look like?
Yeah, we'll see what this looks like when they meet in the Oval Office in just a couple of hours. You know, after he won his election, Carney said, "We are over the shock of the American betrayal, but we should never forget the lessons." So, you know, they're not, I think, ready to completely make nice because of what happened over the last few months, and they're very wary of the U.S.-Canadian relationship. That said, there are significant tariffs still on Canada, and there are impacts on the economy. Obviously, towns that are along the border for the United States side are feeling the impacts of this, too. So this is going to be a big topic today for the president. But yesterday, he also didn't seem like he's ready to make that deal. Does not seem close when it comes to anything with Canada. The president said yesterday, "I don't know why he's coming to see me. I guess he wants to make a deal. Everybody does."
Karen, thank you. Karen Travers, live at the White House this morning.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.